We sang, "I know thou art mine, my Savior divine." Isn't that wonderful to know that he is ours? And then we sang, "I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and it told thy love to me." And that's wonderful too. So wonderful to know that I am his and he is mine. I can remember many times when my father would say, "Now which one of those is greater? Which one of those two things is more precious to you?" It was to make us think about Jesus. He didn't always give us the answer. Sometimes he'd lead us into Solomon's song, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." And you know how there's a progression there. But he would tell us about that. But he wanted us to think how precious and wonderful it is to belong to Jesus. Now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. I once served sin and self, but joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him, and he belongs to me. Isn't that great? Just think about it today. Maybe you'll choose one that seems bigger or better to you, and maybe they'll both seem the same. But if you think about how wonderful it is, God will bless you to belong to him. I'm his. He's mine. How wonderful that is to belong to the one who made us, who redeemed us. Now let's see, we used to have a choir song way, way, way back. "I belong to the God of the mountains, I belong to the God of the sea, I belong to the God of the universe, and he belongs to me." We used to really sing that out, and the ladies went real high near the end. It was quite inspiring. Anyway, just to be his and to know it, and to have him and to know it. We love you, Lord, this morning. We worship you. We cannot speak your matchless worth. Oh, if we could, we would sound it out, Lord. But we do what we can, and we thank you that you inspire us, Lord. So we go beyond because you help us to worship you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We take your help, Lord. We pray that you will work in all of our hearts a response to your love, a worship in the Holy Ghost. Worthy Lamb of God, great Savior, glorious Lord, we worship you this morning. We want to praise and adore you and give you the glory that is your due. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you that you ever made yourself real to us. Thank you that you ever captivated our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that we belong to you and that you are ours. We thank you, Lord, that we have this assurance in our hearts. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Hallelujah. that's the perfect key for my morning voice. Maybe some of you would like it a little higher, I don't know. And maybe if you need the words, you'd like to open the hymn book to 44, and we'll sing the second and third verses of that. Hallelujah. Brother Paul likes that key. Okay. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let my mouth be filled with your praises all the day long, Lord. All the day long. All the day long. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory.
As the
number 12 in our hymn books. Let's sing on with that one too. Number 12. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, that second verse. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.